This morning on WCHL, Chapel Hill's business for 2013 is in the books, but a busy year is right around the corner.
2014 being the year where we finally make some big decisions that have major budget ramifications.
The calendar years wrap up tonight for Carrboro and Orange County. And we'll hear from your Congressman David Price about ongoing budget talks in Washington as another deadline approaches. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carrboro traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, Larry Fedora weighs in on his Tar Heels' upcoming trip to Charlotte. And the men's basketball team is back in the top 25. And
no tailgating or limos at the Super Bowl in Jersey.
That's this morning.
Asking for trouble?
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
45 degrees, 607 at WCHL, and it is wet out there. We've had a lot of rain overnight, and we expect the rain to continue until late afternoon. It's a little light rain right now in some spots. Sunny later on in the day, with a high today in the low 40s. In other words, the temperatures are going to stay about where they are right now pretty much all day. Chapel Hill Town Council has concluded its 2013 business. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt says 2014 will likely be defined by some challenging decisions that need to be made.
I think there are going to be several, and many of them are going to be budget-related. When you think about 2014 being the year where we finally make some big decisions that have major budget ramifications, like solid waste, Rogers Road, and leveraging state and federal resources for other projects like the Ephesus Fordham District, those are going to be difficult, challenging questions.
But he says he's confident the council will get to some good solutions. The year 2013 already faced some tough budget decisions, including finding money in the budget to get the newly rebuilt Chapel Hill Public Library back to full-time hours.
The culmination of that decades-long work by people in our community, advocates of the libraries, the citizens of our town, and a series of leaders on the town council, being able to open that library and bring in a new director with a great vision for our future. I think it's one of the most visible and exciting things to happen this year.
The mayor says another defining moment of 2013 in Chapel Hill was the completion of a major development downtown that provides housing, a place for new businesses, and still allows room for parking.
We also saw 140 West really get going and filled up, and our downtown, realizing a lot of the promise that project was designed to create come to fruition.
Mayor Kleinschmidt says he believes the completion of plans for the eastern part of town, the Ephesus Fordham corridor, could revolutionize our community.
Not just by being able to establish standards for redevelopment that have been vetted through the community that provide for a more streamlined process for redevelopment in an area that we already know, or we already believe at least, that can tolerate a much more intense commercial environment.
And he says the process in which the redevelopment is achieved is also revolutionary.
Within town government, things have changed so much in the way that we approach some of these challenges. And the best example is this product of this district at Ephesus Church in Fordham. We have an economic development and planning team that have worked together in ways that they weren't allowed to in years past. I believe we're going to reap great rewards.
Tune in to the WCHL Wednesday Morning News for part two of a look ahead to 2014 for Chapel Hill from the thoughts of the mayor, Mark Kleinschmidt. Carrboro Alderman will meet tonight to discuss how to fill Liddy Lavelle's vacant seat. Lavelle was elected mayor, of course, leaving a seat on the board empty since she took the oath of office last Tuesday. The alderman can choose to appoint a new member or hold a special election at the same time as the May primary. Board members will discuss both options and possibly decide on one tonight. Board members will also receive a staff report on how to manage the town supply of parking downtown. The Board of Aldermen will meet tonight at 7:30 in Carrboro Town Hall. WCHL News Time, 6:10. More news in just a moment.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details. This is Martha Jenkins from Kitchen Works in University Mall. I hope everyone's as excited as we are about the fabulous holiday food that's right around the corner. Holiday cooking can be stressful, but at Kitchen Works, we can help you find the tools, gift packaging, and the confidence to make this your best year yet. So break out all your favorite holiday recipes this season, and remember to come see us at Kitchen Works in University Mall, where we're open until 9 p.m. Kitchen Works, your everything for the kitchen supplier.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Tom here from Terra Nova Global Properties. Come on down this weekend to our huge blowout sale. New truckloads have just arrived. We've got homes in every style, color, and price. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all.
Whoa, whoa, Tom. That's not how we do it at Terra Nova.
You're right. I was just excited to be on the radio.
Now tell them the truth, Tom.
Okay, we listen to our clients. We have vast knowledge of the local market, and we work with buyers and sellers.
You got it.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Tax, title, license, and dock fees not included.
Orange County commissioners will likely approve $10.5 million worth of financing to pay for capital projects when the board meets tonight. About half of that will go to build a new science wing at Culbreth Middle School. Another $1.7 million will be used to renovate one floor of the historic Witted Building to create a meeting space for local government. Other investments include $1.4 million in technology upgrades and $1.2 million to improve the Viper radio system used by emergency personnel. The board will also discuss how to fund rural curbside recycling and consider hiring a consultant to evaluate alternative sentencing programs. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock. At the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. The Orange Department of Social Services needs your help at its annual Toy Chest Drive running December 14th through 16th. The program provides an opportunity for low-income parents to select 2 to 3 gifts per child to ensure that every child in Orange County has something to celebrate during the holidays. Sharon Hinton, DSS Human Services Manager, says for 3 days, the DSS office turns into Santa's workshop for the children to enjoy.
All toys that are donated here, stay here in Orange County for our children. The toy chest has just grown volumes over the years. Last year, in fact, we served over 3,300 children with about 10,000 toys that we collect through the toy chest.
Hinton says there are more than 7,000 children here in Orange County living in low-income households. The Toy Chest is open to all Orange County residents with children at or below 200% poverty line. The program serves children ages 18 and under, but focuses on children under the age of 12. Hinton says parents can be referred from social services, churches, and other agencies that serve low-income families. Collection boxes will be placed at various locations throughout Orange County, and the public can drop off donations until Friday of this week.
Through our donations from Toys for Tots, as I mentioned, we have about 50 to 75 collection boxes throughout the community. Mm-hmm. So individuals are encouraged to drop off a toy at any of those collection sites or at our offices here in Hillsboro and the one in Chapel Hill. In addition to the toys, we also collect donations for folks who don't like to shop or don't know what to purchase. Mm-hmm. We will accept those donations and then we'll do the shopping for you.
The Department of Social Services is located next to the Dollar Tree in the Hillsboro Commons Shopping Plaza at 113 Mayo Street in Hillsboro. WCHL News Time, 6:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by your friends at Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant in the heart of Carrboro. It's also a wine bar and wine shop, and they have good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. It's all delicious. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com if you'd like to find out more. All right, traffic, not much happening right now, but it is slick out there. The roads are really wet, and there's still some fog hanging around this morning. Not as bad quite as yesterday, but there is out there, so visibility not great. Please allow yourself a little extra time if you're leaving the house this morning to get where you're going. And remember, those roads are rather slick and wet for quite some time. And WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. home of the 79-cent fountain drink, the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 44 degrees right now. Rain until late in the afternoon, and then sunny skies for a while. A slight chance of rain late in the day. High today in the low 40s. Chance of rain leading up to that point, about 90%. And then diminishing just at the end of the day. Tonight, we're looking at colder temperatures, clear skies, lows all the way down to the 25-degree range. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s. And on Thursday, another sunny day with a high only about 40 degrees. So, rather chilly forecast on the way and rather wet today. No question about that. WCHL Championship Sports. We'll get to it right now on WCHL 617. Let's talk a little football. Carolina will be making its fourth trip to Charlotte for a postseason bowl game. Head coach Larry Fedora talked on Monday about making that trip and what the Belt Bowl contest against Cincinnati means to the Tar Heels. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
The Tar Heel football team will be bowling in Charlotte on December 28th. 6-6 Carolina accepted a bid to compete in the Belk Bowl against 9-3 Cincinnati. Head coach Larry Fedora says he's proud of his team for digging out of the early 1-5 hole and is looking forward to getting to Charlotte, a friendly locale for Tar Heels.
And excited for our team. We fought back from a 1-5 record early in the year. We are also extremely excited about being in the Belk Bowl in Charlotte, where we have quite a few Tar Heel fans in that area. So, we're looking forward to playing Cincinnati, a very well-coached team that has finished the season 9-3.
Coach Fedora says his players were all excited when they found out the news of their bowl destination.
Well, they're all really excited. I mean, they really are. I mean, they knew we would be going somewhere, but they didn't know where. And then to be in Charlotte, to be in our home state, they were just, they were really excited and looking forward to it.
For the senior class, this bowl trip is even more meaningful. Coach Fedora had a chance to reflect on how much those Tar Heels have been through, including three different head coaches in the full lifespan of the NCAA investigation. He says all of these factors add to their appreciation of this opportunity.
Yeah, you think back to these seniors. We talked about this going into the last game. I mean, these guys have overcome a lot. I mean, they were... they came in at the beginning of an NCAA investigation and saw it through to the end, and then had to accept what the sanctions against them. And then, they had three head coaches. They had two staffs. So there was some of these guys had five or six position coaches in their career here. So. Pretty unique group.
One of the added benefits with a bowl game is the extra practice time that comes with it. Coach Fedora expects his team will squeeze in 10 to 12 practices before the game. But he says you have to be wary of burnout with so much more time to prepare. That's why Coach Fedora says the team won't be focusing on the Cincinnati game plan until later on.
You have to be careful. One, that's why we won't start preparing really for Cincinnati until the latter half of those practices. I've been on staff where you started very, very early in preparation, and then really the guys kind of get bored with the reps, and that didn't work out too well. So, what we'll do is we'll prepare for the future in these early practices and get as many reps as we possibly can, and then as we get into the latter half of our practices, then we will start implementing the game plan for Cincinnati.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And of course, WCHL will continue to cover the Tar Heels, not only the game itself and all our pregame coverage, etc., but leading up to the game, everybody excited about going to the Belk Bowl in Charlotte, Carolina taking on Cincinnati. Coach Ron Rivera says the Carolina Panthers, 31-13 loss to the Saints on Sunday night was a humbling experience that could help his team to refocus as it makes a playoff push. Rivera said on Monday, maybe we got a little full of ourselves and thought we were capable of just showing up. It was Carolina's most lopsided loss of the season. It was in the Dome in New Orleans, really tough to play, place to play, and softly tough to beat the Saints there. While Carolina players were already talking about a rematch with the Saints at home on December 22nd, Rivera said it's vital they focus on preparing for Sunday's game against the New York Jets, a team with playoff aspirations of their own. Carolina and San Francisco lead all NFC wildcard contenders at 9-4, but Arizona at 8-5 and Dallas at 7-5 remain in the hunt with three games left in the regular season. An MRI shows Panthers backup running back Jonathan Stewart tore the MCL in his right knee in Sunday night's loss to New Orleans. Carolina spokesman Charlie Dayton announced the injury yesterday. Panthers coach Ron Rivera says Stewart will be out a minimum of 10 days. He remains optimistic he could return at some point this season, but Stewart will definitely not play on Sunday against the Jets. Panthers take a 9-4 record into that game. They're positioned with a postseason berth with three games left. Coming up, wins last week against previously ranked number one Michigan State and UNC Greensboro. The Tar Heel basketball team is back among the top 25 in both national polls released yesterday. Carolina moved up to number 18 in the Associated Press poll and number 21 in the USA Today coaches poll. Carolina had been number 25 in the coaches poll and unranked in the AP poll a week ago, that before they beat the number one team in the country. The Tar Heels are off this week for exams, but they will return to action this Saturday when they host number 10 Kentucky. Other ACC teams featured in the polls include number 3 Syracuse and number 7 Duke. As for the women, the Tar Heels are ranked number 15 in the most recent Associated Press poll with a 7-2 record. Undefeated Duke is ranked 2nd in the country. You can read this story and follow all the latest in Carolina basketball on our website at chapelboro.com. And Kimball Walker scored 27 of his 31 points in the second half. Charlotte Bobcats ruined Stephen Curry's homecoming with a wire-to-wire 115-111 victory over the Golden State Warriors last night. Curry overcame a slow start to finish with a season-high 43 points, 32 of those in the second half. Curry, a native of Charlotte, who burst onto the national scene while he was playing at Davidson College, scored 19 points in the fourth quarter alone, including a 27-footer with a hand in his face to cut the Bobcats' lead to 111-109 with 11 seconds left. But the Warriors couldn't contain Walker, and the point guard hit 4 free throws in the final 11 seconds to seal the win. Gerald Henderson had 24 points. Josh McRoberts had 11 points and 10 rebounds for the Bobcats, who are now 10-11. They won their second straight game, which for the Bobcats is a pretty monumental achievement. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz.
If you want a family doctor that focuses on your overall health, not just your symptoms, consider Carver Family Medicine for your healthcare needs. Hi, this is Ashley Bowman. It is very true when we say there's no place like home. At Carver Family Medicine, you are a neighbor, not a number. Nothing is more important than your health. And Carver Family Medicine's mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness to your entire family. Please visit our website at CarverFamilyMedicine.net.
Is this the Christmas you upgrade her diamond earrings from 1 carat to 2 carats? Or maybe surprise her with a bigger diamond for her engagement ring? Announcing an unprecedented upgrade event at Diamonds Direct, just in time for the holidays. Listen to this. If you bought her original diamond at Diamonds Direct, you can trade it in now for a larger one, and we'll give you back what you paid for the diamond, plus an extra 10% toward the upgrade. That's right. We'll give you 110% of your original purchase price when you go bigger. This is a first-time ever offer, and it applies to any diamond purchased at Diamonds Direct. Center engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, and more. If she loves it now, you know she'll love it even more in a bigger size. Trade it in today for a bigger diamond, and we'll pay you more than you paid us when you bought it. Give her the upgrade she's been talking about and save like never before this Christmas at Diamonds Direct's exclusive holiday upgrade event on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall. Diamonds only, settings not included. See store for details. Offer ends December 31st.
Paws Forever is pleased to partner with the Christmas Cookie Factory to offer delicious cookie dough for your pets this holiday season. They'll love the yummy peanut butter treats you'll bake with this dough made of high-quality, human-grade ingredients. Plus, the proceeds from your purchase go to support saving the lives of cats and dogs in our area. Purchase now through Thursday at cookiefactory-pawsforever.myshopify.com. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Paws Forever, the only guaranteed adoption animal sanctuary in Orange County.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. Over the years, there have been many art heists in the world. But as our CBS News colleague Mark Strassman puts it,
the Nazi looting of Europe was the greatest art heist of all time. Extraordinary works, Michelangelo's, Da Vinci's, and Vermeer's, and ordinary art too, were stolen and stashed in Hitler's Germany. The Nazis not only stole from museums, but also from thousands of families.
In World War II, there was a special unit in the U.S. military whose mission was to find what they could and get it back.
It was these soldiers, the Monuments Men, who saved centuries of European culture.
Robert Edsel wrote a book about them, and a movie based on his book opens in February. More after this. With the holidays almost here, you don't have time to go to the post office. The traffic will be more hassle than ever, and so will finding parking. Even if your post office is just a walk away, it will still be jam-packed with all those people mailing their holiday gifts and packages. So, 'tis the season to skip that trip to the post office. Just do what I do and use Stamps.com. Buy and print official U.S. postage with your own computer and printer. Get postage for any letter or package the instant you need it, and then the mailman picks it up and you're all set. With Stamps.com, everything you would do at the post office, you can do right from your own desk. It's as simple as that. And right now, Stamps.com has a special offer since you listened to the Osgood file. It's a no-risk trial with a $110 bonus that includes a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Get started now. All you have to do is go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the home page, and type in my last name, Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. That's Stamps.com, and enter Osgood. About the movie The Monuments Men, Mark Strassman tells us,
George Clooney directed and stars in the story of the soldiers who crisscrossed battlefields to track down stolen Nazi art in thousands of hiding places.
Time to put a team together and do our best to protect buildings, bridges, and art before the Nazis destroy everything.
Like the Neuschwanstein Castle in Germany. It took them 6 weeks to empty all the stolen art.
Rembrandts, Raphaels, Leonardos, and a Renoir.
In Austria's Altaussee salt mine, the Monuments Men recovered Michelangelo's Bruges Madonna, the Ghent altarpiece, and Vermeer's Astronomer. The man holding the globe was Hitler's favorite painting.
Before the Monuments Men had finished, says author Robert Edsel,
they've supervised the return of 5 million stolen objects to the countries from which these things were taken.
But thousands of works stolen by the Nazis have still never been found, like Raphael's Portrait of a Young Man.
The treasure hunt is still on.
I think the treasure hunt's really just beginning.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, this is Crystal Fisher with Weaver Street Realty. I've been in the real estate game almost a decade, but on the far side of things in the nonprofit sector. And starting in August, I was very happy to join the family at Weaver Street Realty. They are an eclectic group of folks, and I think my personality certainly fits. But I really appreciate the fact they're local. They have such an appreciation for their community, staunch supporters of several community efforts. All of them seem to have a great background connected to this community. But going beyond that, they really kind of look out for their buyers and sellers and make sure that they're not just serving the need of selling real estate.
What about you, Crystal? Why should people do business with you?
I am really excited to join Weaver Street Realty because I think that caring notion, that connectivity that I always want to develop with a client is par for the course. Having a nonprofit background, I do look to make sure that folks are taking the right steps at the right pace. I've always been a social butterfly. I really enjoy just getting to know people, getting to know what makes them tick, what they're looking for, and try to put that puzzle together by finding just the right place or just the right buyer for their place. So you're really developing relationships.
If somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
It's real simple. It's Crystal at WeaverStreetRealty.com. You can also always stop in our office. I love being right there on Main Street. We have folks sometimes just come through, so stop in, say hi to us.
Interesting that Weaver Street Realty is not on Weaver Street.
I love the irony, and having years ago worked for Weaver Street Market, that's been a real fun challenge whenever I answer the phone.
I'll bet it is.
That's right, and it's been really joyful to tie together the past and my future. I'm here for you.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Details. It's half off. $50 worth of store merchandise available now for $25. Details is a unique gift shop located in University Mall that carries an array of contemporary gifts with a modern taste. Shop for watches, jewelry, handbags, pens, wall clocks, decorative items, and more. You won't have to worry about giving someone a gift they already have at Details, and they're guaranteed to love it. It's half off from Details, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpet weather, 45 degrees right now. Rain until late in the afternoon and sunny with bits of rain late in the day, but a really cloudy, rainy day up until then. High today in the low 40s. In other words, it's going to stay about where it is right now. Chance of rain all day, 90%. Tonight, colder, clear, but the low in the middle 20s. And then tomorrow, sunny skies with a high in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and cold again with the lows in the upper 20s.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Dave Barrett. President Obama has just arrived at the podium at a soccer stadium in Soweto in a driving rain. He will address the crowd to remember Nelson Mandela. The stadium about half full. World leaders there from about 100 nations as Mr. Obama will pay his respects. This ceremony going on a rainy midday in Soweto.
To Graça Machel and the Mandela family, to President Zuma and members of the government, to heads of states and government, past and present.
Mr. Obama addressing that crowd at the service for Nelson Mandela. CBS News Special Report, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
46 degrees in Chapel Hill, 632 WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Budget talks continue in Washington, D.C. as another deadline is approaching and another deadline has been missed. Congress had an informal deadline set for a week ago Monday to set the foundation for a budget deal that will help avoid another shutdown, January 15th, but no agreements were made. One of the lead budget negotiators, Maryland Democratic Representative Chris Van Hollen, told the Washington Times that the discussions should be moving at a faster pace. Some members wanted the formal deadline December 2nd. On October 1st, a 16-day partial government shutdown began when an agreement on the debt limit, among other things, could not be reached as Republican and Democrat ideas did not align. The half-month shutdown was halted when an extension to January 15th was made. But if a plan is not in place by that date, it all starts all over again. U.S. Congressman David Price of North Carolina's 4th District will join me on the WCHL Morning News at 8:32 this morning to discuss the progress of the talks in Washington. Price is also currently active on the issue of the Iran interim nuclear agreement. He says he's opposed to Congress imposing additional sanctions at this time. Tune in for his thoughts on that topic as well. Again, David Price of Chapel Hill joining us at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Chapel Hill Town Council has concluded its 2013 business. Mayor Mark Kleinsmith is saying that 2014 will likely be defined by some challenging decisions that the council has to make.
I think there are going to be several, and many of them are going to be budget-related. When you think about 2014 being the year where we finally make some big decisions that have major budget ramifications, like solid waste, Rogers Road, and leveraging state and federal resources for other projects like the Ephesus Fordham District. Those are going to be difficult, challenging questions.
But the mayor says he's confident the council will get some good solutions. The year 2013 already faced some tough budget decisions, including finding money in the budget to get the newly rebuilt Chapel Hill Public Library operating at full-time hours again.
The culmination of that, you know, decades-long work by people in our community, advocates of the libraries, the citizens of our town, and a series of leaders on the town council, being able to open that library and bring in a new director with a great vision for our future. I think it's one of the most visible and exciting things to happen this year.
He says another defining moment of 2013 in Chapel Hill was the completion of a major development downtown that provides housing, a place for new businesses, and still allows room for parking.
We also saw 140 West really get going and filled up, and our downtown, you know, realizing a lot of the promise that that project was designed to create come to fruition.
Mayor Kleinsmith says he believes the completion of plans for the eastern part of town, the Ephesus Fordham Corridor, to be specific, could revolutionize the community.
Not just by being able to establish standards for redevelopment that have been vetted through the community that provide for a more streamlined process for redevelopment in an area that we already know, well, we already believe at least, that can tolerate a much more intense commercial environment.
And Mayor Kleinschmidt says the process in which the redevelopment is achieved is also revolutionary.
Then it's going to take quite a while, all through probably next spring, to come up with...
Within town government, things have changed so much in the way that we approach some of these challenges. And the best example is this product of this district at Ephesus Church in Fordham. We have an economic development and planning team that have worked together in ways that they weren't allowed to in years past. I believe we're going to reap great rewards.
Tune in to the WCHL Wednesday Morning News for part two of a look ahead to 2014 for Chapel Hill from the thoughts of its mayor, Mark Kleinschmidt. And that is part one of the conversation. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt speaking with WCHL's Rand Northam. Carver Alderman will get together tonight to discuss how to fill Lydia Lavelle's vacant alderman seat. Lavelle was elected mayor, leaving a seat on the board empty since she took the oath of office last Tuesday. The alderman can choose to appoint a new member or hold a special election at the same time as the May primary. Board members will discuss both options and possibly decide on one tonight. They've already decided against holding a special election. Board members will also receive a staff report on how to manage the town's supply of parking downtown. The Board of Aldermen will meet at 7:30 in Carborough Town Hall. And the Orange County Commissioners will likely approve $10.5 million worth of financing to pay for capital projects when the board meets tonight. About half of that money will go to build a new science wing at Colbreth Middle School in Chapel Hill. Another $1.7 million will be used to renovate one floor of the historic Whitted Building to create a meeting space for local government in Hillsboro. Other investments include $1.4 million in technology upgrades and $1.2 million to improve the Viper radio system used by emergency personnel. The board will also discuss how to fund rural curbside recycling and consider hiring a consultant to evaluate alternative sentencing programs. The board meets tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. WCHL News Time is 6:37. Coming up, we have today's commentary in the way from Wes Hare. Also, you will hear Inside Carolina Basketball on WCHL in just a few minutes.
I'm Mike Benson, Chapel High School Class of 85 and owner of the Southern Rail and the station. Enjoy a sunset in the beer garden and then catch a band playing in the original station featuring one of the oldest bars in the Triangle and with no cover charge for bands or DJs. And just open is our brasserie and coffee shop in the front of the station called the Tiger Room, now serving from 7 a.m. till 2 a.m. with sandwiches, fair trade coffee, and Miss Sophia's homemade empanadas. Come on by and watch the Heels play on the big screen. I'll see you there.
Discover how art can influence social change at the Ackland Art Museum in downtown Chapel Hill. The Ackland's new exhibition, The Samat Collective, Art and Activism in India Since 1989, on view through January 5th, features work by artists addressing justice and equality in the world's largest democracy, India. After experiencing contemporary Indian art in the galleries, stop by the Ackland Museum Store's India Bazaar to purchase goods to take home. Admission is free. For more information, visit ackland.org.
7.5 million Americans live with the visible signs of psoriasis every day. However, there's finally an answer. X-Track Laser Therapy at Central Dermatology Center. With an average of 8 to 10 safe and pain-free treatments, patients have experienced meaningful clearance. It is FDA approved and it is accepted by all major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. So if you want to live clear and live free, X-Track Therapy is now available at Central Dermatology Center just off East 54 in Chapel Hill. Find out more at centralderm.net.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
45 degrees this morning, 6:39 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. On December 4, 12 Moral Monday folk led by the Reverend Dr. William Barber were convicted for their convictions, as the Reverend Barber stated. These 12 were in the original alleged malcreants back in April. They faced a district judge who had earlier dismissed charges against several Moral Monday arrestees. This group of 12, who I will call the indignant 12, will appeal and seek a trial before a jury of their peers. What are they indignant about? Here is Reverend Barber's reasons. We do not believe that our actions were unjust, but that the extremism of Governor Pat McCrory, Speaker Tom Tillis, Senate Leader Phil Berger, and Budget Director Art Pope and their fellow extremists who have denied Medicaid to 500,000 people, cut unemployment benefits for 170,000 struggling North Carolinians, took away the earned income tax credit from over 900,000 poor families, passed the worst voter suppression bill in the nation since Jim Crow, attacked women's rights, and cut public education. That's unjust. These actions are constitutionally inconsistent, morally indefensible, and economically insane. Now, over time, there will be many more trials of us Orange County, also indignant folk. I have already pled not guilty, along with most of the almost 900 still awaiting our day in court, and the struggle for just actions will continue, and likely by jury, in a higher court. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
So much to be excited about right now as far as sports is concerned. Carolina football team getting ready to play in the Belk Bowl against Cincinnati on December 28th. And the Tar Heel basketball team taking a little break for exams, but getting ready to plunge right back into action on Saturday against Kentucky.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina basketball is 6-2 through 8 games with wins over Louisville and Michigan State. Seems to be playing well right now. A couple individuals helping that quality team play are freshmen, including rookie guard Nate Britt, who has scored in double figures in back-to-back games.
I think he is getting more comfortable. I don't know what happened. One time in the first half, he broke loose and wide open layup and laid it up against the bottom of the board or something. But we need him to work on his assist-error ratio, not have the silly turnovers like tonight, palming the ball with nobody around him kind of thing. But he's getting better and better, and I'm pleased. No, that's a bad way. Partially pleased. I am not satisfied with him because I think he's going to get better.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yesterday, Kennedy Meeks was named ACC Rookie of the Week for his efforts against Michigan State and UNCG, where he averaged 13.5 points and 7.5 rebounds.
Offensively, he can do some good things. He really can. You know, he's got to keep working on his body because he needs to be explosive, and he's not explosive in there. He's tipping the ball a couple of times, and if you're more explosive, you go up and get it and get it with two hands and follow or dunk or something like that. But offensively, he really helps us. He does some good things. Now he's got a long ways to go defensively.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, so much promise for this Carolina basketball team. Obviously, a lot of talent there. 644 at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together.
Are you cleaning out closets after the holidays in preparation for the new year?
Hi, this is Barbara Jesse Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop, where we are happy to accept your gently used items at our Carrboro and Chapel Hill locations. You can donate at either location Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And just as a reminder, we are closed for donations on Sundays. Wishing you a Happy New Year from the PTA Thrift Shop, so much more than a thrift store.
Is this the Christmas you upgrade her diamond earrings from 1 carat to 2 carats? Or maybe surprise her with a bigger diamond for her engagement ring? Announcing an unprecedented upgrade event at Diamonds Direct, just in time for the holidays. Listen to this. If you bought her original diamond at Diamonds Direct, you can trade it in now for a larger one, and we'll give you back what you paid for the diamond, plus an extra 10% toward the upgrade. That's right. We'll give you 110% of your original purchase price when you go bigger. This is a first-time ever offer, and it applies to any diamond purchased at Diamonds Direct. Center engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, and more. If she loves it now, you know she'll love it even more in a bigger size. Trade it in today for a bigger diamond, and we'll pay you more than you paid us when you bought it. Give her the upgrade she's been talking about and save like never before this Christmas at Diamonds Direct's exclusive holiday upgrade event on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall. Diamonds only, settings not included. See store for details. Offer ends December 31st.
And time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Good way to get your day started. That's no question about that. Rand Northam, progressively feeling better these days, getting back to normal, looking dapper as always. How are you doing this morning?
Doing very well. How about you?
Yeah.
I'm feeling much better, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's...
Yesterday was good, but today's even better.
I could tell yesterday you felt a lot better, but it's always hard to get back in the groove after you're out even for one day.
That is very true.
You know?
Very true.
And everything just kind of piles up. But
yeah, no kidding.
I guess you handled it well.
Yeah, well, gotta keep moving forward. That's the thing.
That's
never
right.
Look back.
Exactly. Somebody might be gaining on you.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, what's happening with the traffic this morning?
All right, a couple slowdowns to let you know about. 15501 northbound and southbound between NC 86 and NC 54, seeing moderate delays there. Also, NC 54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing minor to moderate delays there as well. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. I-40 not seeing any problems, and the other roads in the areas moving smoothly this morning. Still some fog out there, so give yourself a little extra time to stop, a little extra distance between cars, and a little extra time to travel this morning as well, as it is wet and kind of nasty out there. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior by dialing 919-967-8363, or you can do so by tweeting us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Not exactly gorgeous weather out there,
not
is it?
Not beautiful in the slightest.
And yesterday was horrible, and today is going to be pretty much the same way. So
yeah, but we'll just about to some clear weather.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, thanks very much. We'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you in a half an hour or so.
You betcha.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751. One exit. It is 46 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 45 in Carrboro. Rain until late in the afternoon, 90% chance of it. Our high today in the low 40s. In other words, it's going to be about where it is right now, middle 40s, we should say. Tonight, colder, clear, low down to 25. Tomorrow, a sunny day with a high only in the upper 40s, so sunny and chilly. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s. And then on Thursday, another one pretty much like tomorrow, sunny with a high of about 40 degrees. It's a little cooler on Thursday than Wednesday. So that's our forecast, and that is what's ahead for all of us in WCHL. And time now to take a look at celebrity birthdays. We got a whole bunch of them. Think back to some of those old Disney movies, like Shaggy Dog and things like that. Remember this guy, Tommy Kirk? Well, Tommy Kirk is 72 years old today. My goodness. Tommy Kirk, 72. Pop singer Chad Stewart of Chad and Jeremy. Chad Stewart and Jeremy Clyde, 72 years old today. Actress-singer Gloria Loring turned 67. Walter Clyde Orange, who's a member of the Commodores, is 67 years old today. That is ironic for a reason that will become clear later. Let's see here. Country singer Johnny Rodriguez is 62. Actress Susan Day, 61 years old today. Oh, boy. Former Illinois Governor Rod... I can't even pronounce that name. Anyway, jazz musician Paul Hardcastle is 56. Actress Nia Peeples, 52. Country singer Kevin Sharp turns 43 today. Meg White of the White Stripes is 39. Actor Gavin Houston is 36 years old today. Violinist Sarah Chang turns 33. And actress Raven Simone is 28. She was on The Cosby Show all those years ago. Some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Kathy Stutz Foresta. My daughter is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, dear. Love you. Hope it's a good one for you. Crystal Bartlett also has a birthday today. And Kyle Lockhart also has a birthday today. And our birthday winner today is a guy who you heard on the radio just yesterday. He had yesterday's commentary. John Hewer has a birthday. And, John, I hope it's a really good one for you. We're going to get a $10 gift card to you from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Hope it's a really good birthday for you. They always take care of you at the UPS stores, and they'll certainly take care of you. John Hewer, happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL. Rock and Roll Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen.
Freddie December 10th.
December 10th, 2013.
Yep.
You got a good question for us?
I hope so.
Revolving around our rock and roll encyclopedic knowledge.
Yeah, we got exams going on in the community, particularly over at North Carolina. So all the team sports are kind of taking a little hiatus and allowing students and student-athletes to be students. So we're going to do number one hits today, Mr. Stutz.
All right.
Well, 30 years ago this day, this was the number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 list. Name the artist and tune as Ron puts it down on the platter and begins to play.
I'm not looking. All right. Here we go. Everybody listen carefully. We'll hear it for the first time together.
919-929-WCHL. Call us.
And this song was number one exactly 30 years ago. Go back in time. Oh, I know what that is. How about you? You recognize that already? I'm going to play a little bit more of it here.
Well, my friends, the time has come. Raise the roof and have some fun.
All right, that's all you get. I think that's probably enough. Somebody knows the answer to that question. Certainly. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Randy Voller's last day in office as mayor of Pittsboro was yesterday. What's he going to do now?
I'm going to be working hard in 2014 on trying to elect Democrats up and down the ballot.
Randy Voller is today's WCHL hometown hero. He also happens to be the chairman of the North Carolina Democratic Party.
I think I'm most proud of the fact that I came into office and recognized a number of issues that needed to be addressed, and we got them done. We had an issue in town where our water system was not up to par. Working with our staff and our town board, we put a lot of time and investment into it, and now we produce some of the best water in the region. If you're an elected official and see problems, you're able to actually address them and provide value to the citizens. I think that's the most rewarding. I think from a basic level, you're supposed to provide clean water, a place to get rid of your waste, pick up the trash, make sure that the town's a nice place and that you grow and you've accomplished all those things.
Randy Voller loves Pittsboro, and after the courthouse burned, he, along with many others, worked hard to restore it. That's his most visible accomplishment.
Well, yes, Ron. When I travel the state, everybody brings that up because no matter where you are, where I go in the state, people know Pittsboro because of the courthouse. They've been through town. The day it burned, I was out on the street and I said, we're going to rebuild this and revitalize downtown. I had no idea how long it would take. And frankly, it's county building, so they had to take the lead on it. But I knew that I had to get up on a soapbox and say, we're not going to tear this down. You're going to rebuild. And here we are in 2013. And and it's more beautiful than ever.
What does the future hold as far as elective office is concerned?
Well, Ron, people have been asking me about that for a while, especially as there have been some openings in the last couple of years. And the number one focus for me this coming year will be to be electing other people and serving them. After 2014, where the dust settles, I'll think long and hard about what I want to do. It's an honor to serve people in your community, and there's that moment before you get into public office, and then there's the moment when you've been elected, and it's kind of like jumping into the deep end of a pool and having no idea what it's going to be like. Once you've been in public office, your life changes. The good thing about it, you meet a lot of people that you never would have met, and you're able to expand essentially your outlook on life, so I've enjoyed it. It's been an honor, and I didn't run again, and in part because I thought, you know, you've got to be able to hand the gavel up back to people. Sometimes people stay in it too long.
Randy Voller, no longer the mayor of Pittsboro, but he's been honored to serve the town for the last 8 years. And he's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
All right, a lot of phone calls this morning, WCHL, people want to know the name of that song that we just played just a moment ago. And I actually think it's pretty easy. I identified it in just a couple of notes and some other
Ladies
folks.
And gentlemen, I know Lionel Richie when I hear it.
Yes, sir.
Lionel Richie, All Night Long.
All Night Long, All Night.
Yeah.
By Lionel Richie.
From the Dancing on the Ceiling on LP, wasn't
it? Oh, yeah. Man, this guy, after leaving the Commodores, had quite a run from 1981 to 1986.
Yes,
he had four more number one tunes. Endless Love, Truly, Hello, Say You, Say Me. Throw in Dancing on the Ceiling, which peaked at number two. He had seven more tunes during that time frame, 81 to 86, that made the top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a big influence.
Awesome, man.
Front man for the Commodores. She's a brick. House.
House.
And then went on and had this tremendous solo career.
Mm-hmm. You know, from everything I've ever heard, really nice guy.
Yeah, good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's play a little bit more of that song this morning. That's a pretty recognizable song, I think. And Tom Arnell called in, and he got it right. It's All Night Long by Lionel Richie. And here we go. Let's hear a little bit more of that. That's pretty good stuff.
Let the music play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance.
It's kind of reggae, huh?
Party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along.
Now let's get to the good part. Congratulations, Tom Arnell. Tom gets the swap trivia prize with one of our previous winners and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. That's Rock and Roll Tuesday, and Freddie will be back bright and early tomorrow with another question on WCHL.
Hi, this is Betsy Bertram from Townsend Bertram & Company, Adventure Outfitters, located in historic Carmel. Give the gift of warmth to your loved ones and to yourself this holiday season. Take your first steps of the day in comfy slippers from Acorn. Keep your hands warm on the way to work with gloves from Marmot. Off to lunch in a cute scarf from Prana, surprise your special someone with an Arc'teryx Cerium hoodie. And after a long day, slip off your smart wool socks and cozy up by the fire in a horny toad heartfelt hoodie. Give the gift of warmth this holiday season at Townsend Bertram & Company.
Hi, I'm Drew Moore, chef, owner of Venable Rotisserie Bistro in historic Carmel. I've cooked in every type of restaurant from a mom and pop in Colorado to fine dining in Italy. My wife and I opened Venable to create the kind of place we wanted for our own date nights. A nice, casual restaurant where we could get a great burger and a bottle of wine with a friendly vibe and good service. I invite you to visit Venable and taste what I'm talking about.
Serving lunch and dinner with brunch Saturday and Sunday. Reservations available at VenableBistro.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Details. It's half off. $50 worth of store merchandise available now for $25. Details is a unique gift shop located in University Mall that carries an array of contemporary gifts with a modern taste. Shop for watches, jewelry, handbags, pens, wall clocks, decorative items, and more. You won't have to worry about giving someone a gift they already have at Details, and they're guaranteed to love it. It's half off from Details, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Time now for your Chapel Hill cover of weather. It is 45 degrees right now. Rain until late in the afternoon. 90% chance of more rain. Our high temperature today in the low 40s. That's it. Tonight, colder, clear, but cold with a low in the middle 20s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 40s. That's it. And then tomorrow night, clear again with the lows in the upper 20s. So some really cold weather is on the way. We're going to be in the 20s for three consecutive nights. Not sure I like that, I'll tell you.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. Thousands of South Africans braved a rain to join world leaders in paying tribute to Nelson Mandela. A woman from Seattle said she had to be there.
Nelson Mandela transcended all races, all people. He became not just the president of South Africa, but the president of the world.
President Obama led the American delegation to the memorial service.